Executive I.
Unhappy customers and brand terrorists. Every day and in every way, mistakes are made in business. Unplanned, unforeseen, and certainly undesirable, they can upset employees, customers, and other victims in a big way. Machinery breaks down, products get delayed, and staff members get things wrong. Mistakes do happen. It's all part of growing up and being human. But what distinguishes various organizations is how they deal with these problems. There are two clear extremes: those firms that deny the problem, and those that do everything to solve it. The former are probably the most common. Deniers know that mistakes can take place, sometimes too frequently, and for all sorts of reasons. But they believe that the majority of complainants are either the cause of the problem or have greatly exaggerated it. They view them, therefore, as a serious threat to the organization. The best way to deal with them is to stand firm and deny that there is anything wrong. Deniers certainly do not have a complaints desk, or if they do, they make sure nobody sits there. If the complainant doesn't give up, the firm blames him or her for causing the problem. This is dangerous. It can result in threats by the customer to contact the media. But deniers don't recognize the danger. Their final line of defense may be some tiny compensation, a small amount of money, an offer to repair a broken product rather than replace it. These moves, however, will only anger customers further. Most people want a problem solved, their money back in full, a working model to replace the broken one, or a polite apology. Furious complainants usually hold out to the end, and they can be quite resourceful. Some have discovered, for example, that shareholders' meetings are excellent places to tell their story. Unhappy customers can soon become brand terrorists. They'll tell their story over and over, and they will swear, as publicly as possible, never to use the organization again. Deniers differ in how long they hold out and how much they compensate in the end. But the final result is never a good one. Firms belonging to the other extreme have quite a different philosophy. They also know that mistakes happen, and they are aware that some people make false or greatly exaggerated complaints. But they know something deniers do not. People often like an organization that has compensated for a mistake better than they liked it before it even made the error. Customers see these organizations as places that meet their needs, and their loyalty grows rather than dies. The best businesses, therefore, are those that instruct their staff to compensate unhappy customers. For example, waiters may be authorized to give free bottles of wine. Some really big organizations have centers dedicated to regaining unhappy customers. Sure, there will always be people trying their luck, but it's much better to let a few things go. A potential brand terrorist can easily be converted into a crusader for your company.